Mark Aboyan from the Daily Item of Lynn, their sports department, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Mark, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us as our winter sports season is kind of peaking right now with the, what do we got, Final Four and stuff going on in the different sports. But Mark, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mark, I first met you at the Super Bowl games, the high school Super Bowl games, back in December when you were covering the Super Bowls for the Item. An early assignment for you, I'm sure. But, Mark, tell us, tell our listeners a bit about how you came to covering sports at the Daily Item.
Yeah, so it's actually, when we met, that was the first time I was actually covering high school sports. That was my second day on the job. But how I got here is actually a funny story. So I after college down in Philly, I actually went to law school thinking I wanted to go be a lawyer. My dad's a lawyer. A lot of people, my family are lawyers. Went through all 3 years of that, and then I realized quickly, like halfway through, that this is not what I wanted to do. Finished law school, and I was just like, what is it I want to do? And during law school, I actually wrote a blog for the Celtics, just a personal blog just about some of their games and stuff, and I realized how much I enjoyed writing about sports. So wanted to get into the sports writing field, and when I went to apply for some jobs, this one came right up, and decided to take it, and been liking it ever since.
Well, Mark, let me ask you this. Now that you've been doing this for a few months, are you sure that being a lawyer doesn't look so bad now or not? Are you still convinced?
Nah, I'm convinced that is not my path at all.
All right. Okay. I got it. All right. So, Mark, I want to touch on a few different things. But first, I want to ask you about St. Mary's boys basketball team. They're playing Saturday at Salem State. They continue to win. I know in today's paper you did a feature on Derek Colangelo, football basketball player. So give me a little idea on your take on the St. Mary's basketball team and what kind of a team are they this year?
Yeah, they're a very, very talented team led by, Amari Merriman and David Brown. They're just very balanced. You know, they have a little bit of everything between outside scoring, between, but it's good outside shooter, but also has size, things like 6'5", 6'6". Then you have Derek Calandis there as well, as you mentioned, very good defensive player. And then David Brown, he went off in the state championship game, as we both witnessed, in football, and he does, just blindly quick, very athletic, and could score the ball. I think they have a little bit of everything. They got some size, they got speed, and they could shoot the ball. So they're going to be a tough out for anyone. I mean, they're where they are for a reason, and if they want to repeat as state champions, then I think they have a good chance this year.
I know you've covered a lot of both the boys and the girls teams. Let me ask you about pick one of these teams, if you will. Two of them I have seen, the Saugus boys. I've seen the Peabody boys, and I know you've covered the Tech boys. I've not seen Tech play in person this year, but I really like both the Saugus and the Peabody teams, but maybe you could pick up on those two, and also maybe a note on Tech if you could, or pick one of the three there.
Yeah. I'll start with Peabody. They had a great year. They had a great year under Thad Brown. I'm blanking on the kid's first name. Forte is his last name. Very good scorer.
And AJ or Anthony, I guess he goes by. Yeah. No, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good scorer. I was at their opening state game where they were up by like 20, I think like 17. I forget who they played, but they came back and showed their experience. Got through that game, and they had a very good season. Bit undersized this year, which kind of hurt them against, when they, I think you were at that game with me with the Marblehead, when Marblehead beat them. But they were a very good team this year, scrappy team, but can really score the ball. Saugus, another team that was, I think, had a really good year under Coach Bertrand. We had Ben Tapia, but basically very good guard.
Yeah, you did better than me, I think, Mark. Yeah,
yeah, they're a very good guard. And you know, another team that I think lacked some size, but they made up for it with their outside scoring. Their, you know, their defense was very good this year. I saw a few of their games, more than a couple. And each time I went, I was surprised. You know, didn't. Yeah, very good team. And then for Tech, they you know, Tech's a they're a good team. They I think they played in the vocational tournament. They got knocked out in the first round of the state, but they have a vocational tournament that they're in the championship game. I think it might be today.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and but they're I mean, they won, I think, 17 or 18 games. They won their conference. And what's amazing about all this is last year, I think they only won, like, two games. So, huge improvement, obviously, there. But, you know, they have a new coach this year in Corey Bingham, who, you know, just transformed them. And they had these, and they're led by these two freshman guards, Giovanni Jean and Andy Batista, who... I think they both average, I think one of them averaged like 16 and 5, and the other one was like 14 and 5 assists. So, you know, they're only freshmen, and, you know, they had like a freshman rookie coach. So, you know, the future's looking bright for them.
All right, Marco, I'm going to totally shift gears on you here a little bit. And, you know, the Celtics, you know, I've been driving back from different games. I've been listening to the Celtics here and there, pregame, postgame, a little bit here and there, watching a little bit of them. And you know, they lost the three straight. They won two nights ago. So what is your take on this team? Is this a team that is just sputtered a bit and will regroup and get ready for the postseason, or what's your take on them?
Yeah, I'm not one to really overreact off of, like, you know, three or four games. You know, if you lose three or four in a row, this team is built for the playoffs. I don't think seeding. Yeah, obviously, you want the number one seed. I don't think it matters too much. We showed last year, you know, going and beating Milwaukee. That's gonna be the toughest test, I think, for this team. But I think they're built for the playoffs. You know, in playoffs, you need good guards. That's what we have between Smart, White, Brogdon. You know, and then you got JB and Tatum. Yeah, there, and you got Al, who's just. He doesn't like to age, it seems. But yeah, I think this team's going to do it this year. Last year, obviously came up short, but I think with that experience all year, Tatum and Brown just repeating how they're not satisfied. They want to right the wrong from last year. And I think this team just needs the playoffs. And, you know, it's a long season, 82 games. You're going to have these blips in the season. So it's about getting hot at the right time, but I'm not too worried. Even if this team doesn't do well until we get to the playoffs, once the playoffs starts, it's a whole new game. And I think that's what this team's made for.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mark, they can't be as successful as the Red Sox, completely undefeated in spring training. I mean, you can't expect that from the Celtics, right? Oh, man.
Right.
Hey, now, I'm going to close with this, Mark. I got you listeners, and I will not be able to fact-check you on anything you say about my last topic with you here, but I understand you're a fan of English soccer, so tell... Give me that story, and what should we know about English soccer right now here in March of 2023?
Yeah, so big Arsenal fan, based in London. They top of the league at the moment with about 11 games left. So it's a fun league. They probably the best league in the world. But if you're a soccer fan, or any of the listeners are soccer fans, I'm sure they'll know about the Premier League. It's just very competitive. You know, there's always like, well, lately there's only been like one team really who's been winning it, and that's the team that's in second in Manchester City. But it's fun, you know. It's competitive. I'm a big soccer fan. I think I got into it during the 2010 World Cup. That's when I really got into soccer. I wasn't a huge fan of it growing up, but then watched the World Cup and then just kept watching. The only downside to it is, you know, since it's in England, they're 5-6 hours ahead. You got to get up pretty early to watch some of the games. But other than that, I love it. It's one of my favorite sports behind the Celtics, obviously. So, yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that Joey Barrett assigns you to a few high school soccer games this fall. I'm sure he will. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I talk about soccer a lot with him, and he's not the biggest soccer fan, so I'm sure I'll be getting those games, and he'll be going to football or something.
Yeah. He's going, yeah, Mike. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, okay, you got it. Yeah, all right. All right, well, Mark, so good talking with you and catching up with you and getting some insights on a few of these teams here. But anything else you want to share with us? Any of the other hot topics at all?
Hot topics. Well, I guess watch out for the Marblehead Magicians. They play against Mansfield today. I'll be covering that game today. I think Marblehead's, I think they were the 10 seed. They're 7 or 10 seed, something around there. So they got a big game tonight, but they got shooting from the outside. They have quick guards, and they have a lot of size. So I think they can give any team trouble. So I think that'll be a game to watch tonight.
No, I agree with you. I'm glad you mentioned that. I did something with Coach Giardi earlier in the week, just a day or two ago. But time's flying by on me here. But you're right. I mean that should be a great game. I think, albeit on the road, but they were road warriors winning the other night on the road out west. So you're right. That's a good pick. A good game to watch tonight, 7 o'clock, I guess. So we'll keep. So have a safe trip, Mark, and we'll talk. Hopefully, we can talk again soon.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Mark Aboyan from the Daily Item Sports Department here with us on MSONewsSports.com.